It's kind of fun, isn't it? If you're good at it. If you're like me, sometimes you lose and then it's not so fun. So I got just a couple verses this morning to read about a race. And there's a lot of big words in it. It's kind of confusing, but I'm going to try to make it easy for you guys to understand. It's Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. It says, "Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses..." Or here's about the race. "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith." We'll stop there in verse 2. So, we want to talk a little bit about things that can distract us from running the race that God wants us to run. And the race that God wants us to run isn't necessarily to see how fast we can move. But God just wants us to follow Him and to run towards Him. And He's given us, these verses talked about examples that we have. So can any of you guys, I'm going to need some help from you guys this morning. Can any of you think of examples from the Bible of somebody that would be a good person to follow, that walked with God, that would set a good example for us to follow? Can you guys think of any?
Noah,
that's right. He obeyed God for a long time, didn't he? It took a lot of faith.
Enoch,
there's another one. Anybody else?
Moses.
Man, you guys are thinking of totally different ones that I wrote down. That's good. A couple I thought of was Joseph in the Old Testament. Remember, he was sold, and yet he was faithful to the Lord. Did you have another one? Oh, I thought maybe you had your hand up. Nope, that's fine. Another one I thought of was Paul in the New Testament. David in the Old Testament. There's a bunch of them. And so, there's things that we need to get rid of in our life so that we can be like those guys that serve the Lord faithfully. We need to be patient. We can't give up, because sometimes it seems like it takes a long time to get something done for the Lord. We need to keep that in view. Okay, so now is where I'm really going to need your guys' help. We're going to pick two guys from out here in the audience, all right, to help us. So we need to know, who do you think is the fastest runner sitting out here? Somebody got a guess? We'll see if they'll be willing to help us. Who do you think is the fastest runner? Just choose somebody. Who do you think can run pretty fast out there? You think? Let me see who's out there. Do you think Johnny can run pretty fast? Probably. Okay, Johnny, I think you can run pretty fast, so why don't you come up here, if you don't mind. And then we need one other person yet. Brandon, who else can run fast? Who do you think? Should we do Junior and Johnny, see who's the fastest out of the two brothers? Okay, Junior, you come up here too. So, you guys can just both stand about right here and face the audience. So now, I'm going to need your guys' help. Who's faster, Junior or Johnny? What's your vote? Matt, who's faster? Okay, so Johnny's the fastest. So right now, if Junior and Johnny were to run to the back of the church and come back, Johnny would beat. We're not going to make them do that. They might run over somebody in the meantime. Okay, so Johnny's the fastest guy, all right? And we're talking about a race for the Lord. But what happens? Can I slip around to the other side of you? So, Johnny's the fastest runner. But what happens if he starts getting distracted and picking up other things? Do you think he'll still be fast? And I was just thinking of some things that become a distraction to us in life. And this is a distraction from serving the Lord, all right? So, Johnny's a good guy. But he bought a big fancy truck. And it became a weight to him in life, all right? So, Johnny, you got to carry this. It was more important to him than God, so that's why it's a weight. It's not bad to have a truck, but it was too important to him, all right? And then Johnny decided that he has to make a lot of money in life. So he's working and working, doesn't have time for God, okay? And then he picked up some hobbies. He likes deer hunting. So he spends every day that he can in the woods and kind of forgets to have his devotions and stuff so that he can get out to go hunting. So you got to hold on to this. But remember, you got a race. Okay? But this stuff's important to you, so don't drop it. Johnny also likes to work, so he's working so much that he don't, you know, still gonna win though. And Johnny probably don't play with these, I'm guessing. But maybe for you guys, maybe your mom tells you to do something, but you still want to play with your toys and you disobey and play with your toys instead of helping mom. So that can be a hindrance. Maybe you played with your baby doll a little too long. Hold it carefully so don't cry. Do you still think he's going to win this race? He can't drop anything. Also, Johnny's not real fat, but he likes food. And that became another weight to him. And he probably, I don't know that Johnny really likes these, but maybe some of you guys like horses. And the horse became more important than God. So, man. And maybe for some of us, we spend a little too much time on our phone instead of doing good things. Maybe you can balance something on your head here. Yeah, we'll stop at that. So, now, Johnny's the fastest runner, remember? Is he going to win the race if Junior and Johnny race right now? No. Why? He has too much stuff, doesn't he? And this stuff, I wanted to make it clear to you guys, it's not bad to play with toys. It's not bad to like horses. None of this stuff is bad. But if it becomes too important, then Johnny can't run right anymore to do what he should do. All right. Thank you. Okay, so hopefully that can make a little sense to you guys. In life, that was things, but in your Christian life, Jesus wants to be first in our life. And if we have all these other things in our life before him, we can't run for Jesus like we should. Okay? And this, remember, this running for Jesus isn't to see how fast we can get there, but it's just to serve the Lord and be faithful in whatever he calls us to do. All right? Because see, Johnny also, in the Christian life, we need to help other people. And if Johnny's holding on to all that stuff, he can't help anybody else, can he? Because he don't have any hands available to help somebody. And in life, we need to help others as well. So hopefully I can make sense to you. Just remember to always keep Jesus first in your life. And I did bring a bag of Starburst along. So all you guys can grab, I think there's enough. You all can grab two. And if there's somebody sitting close to you, a little child, you can take one back, take a couple for them also. So that's all I have.